Welcome to Exit the Rat Race, the podcast for high performers who want to enter the next level in business and in life with more focus, more energy, clarity, and freedom. We don't do dusty book wisdom or guru quotes. It's all about real, extraordinary experiences and the raw lessons from daily life. He asks you the questions that no one else does. Sometimes tough, sometimes in your face, but always with one goal: challenging you to live your most legendary life. Here's your host, Daniel Kluke. Exit the Rat Race.
So today on Exit the Rat Race, a really, really important topic: porn. And if you would Google porn addiction, you would read about people that are not able to function in everyday life, or almost not function in everyday life. And if that's you, I hear you, I feel you. But the thing with porn is, it's a way bigger problem. It's the biggest problem when porn is part of your normal. And the question that I have for you, and I will share with you also about my own experience, but which part, which form or shape is porn having a place in your life? Is it normal to watch porn for you? How much porn do you watch on a day, in a week, in a month? Are you watching it alone? Are you watching it with your partner? And what is the price that you're paying when it comes to your relationship with porn? Because everything we do as human beings has a certain price that we're paying for it and a gain that we're getting for it. So I'm not saying, to get this out of the way, that porn is bad. Bad, right or wrong, good or bad. In a way, in this case, that is not there. Because even if you're actively watching a lot of porn, then there is a new truth to be found, maybe. But it's also helping you. So let's dive deeper into that. And why do I bring up this conversation around porn? I've worked with porn addicts in the past. I know that a lot of men, friends, are watching porn. And I watched porn myself, and I forgot time, but I tried to make a calculation before I went on this podcast, around 20, 25-ish years, because I'm from 81, and in the time that I was a teenager, the internet came up, and I was really always interested in the internet. And then I got introduced, of course, to porn, because when you're online, porn and sex is there. Sex sells. Huh? But at those times, being a teenager, it was, to be honest, super interesting. Like, I never had that visual stimuli, and it made me feel a certain way if I would watch porn. And in the beginning, it felt strange, but then men, young men around me, they were also talking about that they watched porn. So I never saw anything bad in it. It became normal. So even becoming an adult, porn became part of my life. Porn became part of my normal. And there was never a direct measurable consequence that I was aware of in that time, the price that I was paying for watching porn. But then, 13, 14 months ago, I decided to completely delete porn out of my life, to experience what it would bring me. And since 13, 14 months ago, I never, ever have watched porn again. I deleted literally every file I had, being from the digital age of porn. But what I never expected, to be honest, was how much my life changed when I stopped watching porn. I never consciously knew, felt the price I was paying for having porn as part of my normal. I never had a contrast because I grew up with it. And I saw some of my clients that were completely consumed by it, but I never felt that way. It felt like, hey, it's part, I'm in a relationship with my beautiful fiancé, Ingvil. And I was like, hey, we have a beautiful relationship. We have our challenges. I fuck up a lot. But hey, porn was not part of any of my problems or challenges in life. And that is not true. And that's a question for you again. If you're saying porn is not affecting my life in any way, what if it's not true? What would come up then for you? What kind of insights would you get if the truth is that porn, even watching it not that often, is influencing your reality, that it's influencing your energy, that it's influencing your health, your life, your business? Because in 12, 13 months, my life completely changed. And I first, in a way, gonna say the good thing is what porn is doing for us. And I'm not saying it is good, but what, in a way, we use it as a strategy. Because every time we watch porn, we get distracted. We numb ourselves. We don't feel certain things because the porn is consuming us in that fake reality. So as a strategy, and that's the positive intention from our subconscious mind, it's like, okay, this is uncomfortable. I don't want to feel this. I don't want to deal with this. Let's watch some porn because you feel better, right? And it works because it brings a lot. It's distracting you. It's numbing you. It's bringing you certainty because every time you watch porn, you don't have to feel it anymore. So the moment, if I look back, the moment I was more stressed, I watched more porn. Because it worked, and it worked already since I was a young guy. But I never consciously knew what I was doing. And I never consciously knew what the price was for that. Because when you watch porn, when you're finished watching porn, are you feeling energetic? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling strong? Or do you feel deflated? Numbed out? Yeah, you don't feel that shit anymore that you need to deal with. But the result is that you feel hollow. That you did it again. And then the other price that you pay, if you're watching porn because you have too much stress in your life, you need to solve problems, you need to be creative, but the porn is making you deflated, low in energy, not that strong, then it's creating a contra of what you, in a way, want to use it for in the first place. So it's hammering down on your creativity. It's hammering down on your health. It's hammering down on your joy in life. Because if you do the research, watching porn creates a shot of dopamine, just like your phone. Now, there's a lot of awareness around phone addiction and that it's numbing us out, because the principle is exactly the same, by the way. If you just scroll too much, you do the same thing. But the other thing with porn is that it also is feeding a fake reality. It's feeding how we perceive sexuality. both Ingvill and I said to each other, I think also around the same time, we don't know anything about sex. In a way, we're beginners. Because what taught us about how to have sex were the magazines, was the porn, was the stories you heard around. So both Ing and I, we see each other as beginners when it comes to sex. And when I deleted porn out of my life, I realized that it shaped my reality about being a man in a relationship, how I suppose or how I need to behave when it comes to sex. And of course, consciously, I'm smart enough to understand that there's way more nuance than what I'm saying right now. But on a subconscious level, it was feeding my brain. And it's feeding your brain if you're watching porn. And you also start to find things sexy or not sexy when it comes to interaction with your partner. Because you're watching porn and you're getting triggered by it. But you're also getting intrigued by, like, hey, how would this be in real life? When it comes to dominance, when it comes to cheating, when it comes to stuff you would normally never do. So it's having a huge impact on your relationship. And even Ingvill always told me that when I watched porn and if she would come home then, she would notice a big difference in me, in my energy, in my sexual drive. And now it's changed completely. But also in my business, creativity is way bigger, energy is way bigger, I feel more strong. And the level of sexual connection that I have with my fiancé is through the roof. So it changed everything. And I'm not dependent on it anymore. And I bring this up because I know that a lot of men are suffering when it comes to porn. And a lot of men are suffering through porn, but they're not even aware of it. And if that's you, just send a message, reach out, share it with other people. Or even better, if you're already in that place, make the decision to completely stop and just experience how much richer life is when you stop running away from the things you're running away for. Because that's the other side of the coin. I could say, stop watching porn. And life gets only better. That is not true. Because if you take away the strategy, the numbing mechanism, the putting your head in the sand strategy when it comes to dealing with negative stuff or feelings you don't want to feel, the moment you cut away porn out of your life as the go-to strategy, then two things can happen. One, you substitute it for something else that is just as shitty or even worse. Or, and that's what I'm inviting you to do, is to stop, look back where you're running away from and face it, confront it, confront the dragon. Confront the dragon. Confront the insecurities. Confront the loneliness. Confront the pain. Go into the pain and transform it. Because there's the true depth. There's the true gold. We're watching porn as men to sedate ourselves. And when you stop sedating, truth comes up. And truth is not always comfortable. It is liberating, yes, but not comfortable. So I'm not going to make it into, let's say, a positive thinking. Yeah, just stop watching porn and then life will get better. No, life can get shittier first. But remember, you're not alone. Every man that is watching porn is in the same place as you. We all use it to sedate. We all use it to distract. We all use it to numb. And also giving clarity, sorry, I'm really passionate about this, is that I already say it, you can replace it for other sedation techniques. We have more sedation techniques. This bullshit that say, okay, stop watching porn for 12, 30 months and your life will get fantastic only and there's no other sedation anymore. Every person has sedation strategies. But it's about bringing in the awareness, bringing in the truth. Because for me, porn was part of normal. And now it's completely the opposite. It brought up a lot of pain. It brought up a lot of shit. A lot of things that I tried to run away from. But it also purified everything in my life. It purified the relationship with self, with Ing, with my professional life, with how I interact with other people and my levels of energy. A lot of men that I'm working with, they have low levels of energy. And low levels of energy, I can almost guarantee that if that's you, I'm curious, are you watching porn? And then you say, Daniel, why low levels of energy? Porn, what is the correlation between the two? It comes back to running away and the numbing from the pain. Because if you are numbing the pain, the darkness, the things that you don't want to feel, there is a tremendous amount of energy that goes to that. You don't even know it because you distract yourself with porn or other sedation techniques. But we lose energy by not going into our own truth, not stepping into our own darkness, not listening to the voice inside of us that wants to speak out and express ourselves. So the moment you take ownership over you, the moment you can see yourself. And you can see yourself lovingly because, hey, you tried and you did your best, but it is not working. So let's bring in that honesty and go back into the darkness. Confront the dragon, slay it, transform it, speak our truths, express ourselves. And then the levels of energy will rise to a level you've never had before. Yeah, maybe as a little boy. So this is a passionate rant about stopping with porn. Or at least, I'm not going to say stop porn. I just bring in my own experience of watching it for such a long time. Almost more than 2 decades. And then stopping it for 13 months and how it's changing everything. And I'm inviting you to join me on this journey. And if you're having a hard time stopping with porn, reach out. Because it's way easier than you think. And easy doesn't mean easy in dealing with that truth that comes up the moment you start or you stop running. But the process around it is easy. But it starts with you listening to this podcast. It starts with you watching this podcast. It starts with a decision. Is it time for a change? And if it's just like you or just like me for doing this for a really long time, Are you open, willing to take responsibility for you and to do something differently and see what comes up when you choose to, when you rise up and say, enough, I don't let myself be sedated anymore. Wishing you a good day.
Thank you for joining us. If you don't want to miss an episode of Exit the Rat Race, make sure to subscribe. Are you listening through Apple Podcasts? We'd love you to leave a review. Do you know someone who really should hear this episode? Share it in your favorite social media so you can tag them. Oh, and don't forget to tag Daniel as well. Want to know more about Daniel Kluken? Check out his website at danielkluken.com. Are you ready to live your legend? See you next time. Exit the Rat Race.